101.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and a fallout between President Trump and Elon Musk over the budget bill.
It was really striking to hear President Trump seem to turn on Elon Musk there. He has been quiet for the last couple of days as Elon Musk has been criticizing the signature piece of legislation for the president's whole term right now. This is the big domestic agenda bill, the big tax policy bill. Elon Musk has called it an abomination, has been encouraging people to reach out to lawmakers to kill the bill. The president there said multiple times he is very disappointed in Elon Musk.
ABC's Karen Travers. A judge in Massachusetts granting bond for Milford High School student Marcela Gomez da Silva. The 18-year-old was detained by immigration officials driving to volleyball practice last weekend. ICE says they initially were looking for the teen's father. An IDF spokesperson says Israeli Defense Forces are currently attacking what it calls Hezbollah targets in Beirut and buildings that make drones. This is ABC News. A major decision from the Supreme Court today that could impact other lawsuits nationwide. Justices siding with an Ohio woman alleging reverse discrimination because she is white and straight. ABC's Devin Dwyer has more.
The plaintiff, who was seeking to sue the Ohio Department of Youth Services, where she had worked for 15 years, brought her claims to court. They were tossed out by a federal appeals court that said she had to prove something higher because she was a white, straight woman. She had to show some background circumstances in order to even get in the courthouse door. But what the Supreme Court said today is it's a level playing field for everybody under Title VII, no matter who you are. You simply have to show a plausible case of discrimination, and then you can bring your claim.
Heavy smoke that's been drifting into the U.S. from hundreds of burning wildfires in Canada are starting to lift a bit. Regional and health officials, though, issuing air quality alerts for parts of the Midwest and Upper Plains. That includes major cities like Chicago and Traverse City, Michigan. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Got a fender bender? Don't let your insurance company steer you in the wrong direction. You get to choose where your vehicle is repaired. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green, where craftsmanship meets value with a reputation for award-winning work and rates that make sense. Classic Auto Body delivers repairs you can trust. Call 588-7399 or stop by on Highway 14 in Spring Green. That's Classic Auto Body, home of the legendary Ring Brothers. Your car deserves the best.
Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock wants to remind you that deer accidents shouldn't cost you a lot of dough. Give Ryan a call to ensure you're not paying the big bucks at 583-0105.
Your evening forecast, calling for temperatures to cool down to the mid-50 range with light winds and cloudy skies. Friday, mostly cloudy, spotty drizzle chances and highs in the upper 70s, northeast winds of 5. Friday night, lows back to the mid-50s with scattered clouds, and Saturday, more clouds than sun and a chance for some midday rain, highs of 73. Winds are out of the northwest at 5, and it's 81 degrees.
The WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a home with less than 20% down is possible.
100.9 WRCO.
Welcome to the 4 o'clock hour of WRCO, a big hour because it's another chance for you to enter into the WRCO and Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win Contest. This hour, you have a chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Brewers. That's right. But you need the word of the hour, which is Dells. D-E-L-L-S, like Wisconsin Dells, the Dells, D-E-L-L-S. There you go. Now, use the Civic Media app, which can be found on the Apple or Google stores. Once you have that loaded up, find WRCO and use the text button at the bottom of the screen to send the keyword Dells, and you're entered to win in this statewide contest. Of course, you're also entered to win into the grand prize. So good luck. You have until the end of the hour, but do so as soon as you can. You don't want to miss out on this chance to get a pair of tickets to the Brewers, especially now that it's summertime.
Taste the difference. Hear the best. Richland Family Restaurant, the official sponsor of WRCO Studios.
Go!
nights I can almost taste my favorite song. It's been playing on that station in my head all week long, like Splish Splash. Can't sleep and come 501, we'll all be singing. Picking fools, singing wagon wheel, fishing in the dark, night moves melt and all the girls are say, cooler, load it up, get your cooler, get your body in a truck, BYOB, BYOC, follow my lead, 1, 2, 3, gonna school ya, popping tops, drop the beat, let the country rock, get set, get ready, cause chicks dig a yeti when it's hot. When it's hot, ain't nothing cooler. No. Cooler. Gonna school ya, poppin' tops. Drop the beat, let the country rock. Get set, get ready, cause chicks dig a yeti when it's hot. When it's hot. Gonna school ya, poppin' tops. Drop the beat, let the country rock. Those cheeks dig a yeti when it's hot, when it's hot. Ain't nothing cooler, load it up, get your cooler, get your body in a truck. BYOB, BYOC, follow my lead. Got a school up, poppin' tops, drop the beat, let the country rock. Get set, get ready, cause cheeks dig a yeti when it's hot, when it's hot.
Ready to revamp your deck or fence? Bailey Paint and Decorating in Richland Center introduces you to Benjamin Moore Woodlux Stains. Over 3,500 solid and ultra-flat options. Woodlux by Benjamin Moore brings out the natural grain and texture of your wood while protecting it from the elements like rain, sun, and snow. For a stunning, durable finish that lasts, visit Bailey Paint and Decorating. Benjamin Moore Woodlux, where innovation meets excellence. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your partner in beautiful, lasting results. Looking for a safe, secure place to store your stuff? Crystal Clean Storage in Lone Rock has you covered. Conveniently located across from the Shell Station on Highway 14, next to Eggy Movers and Bear Valley Excavating. They offer indoor and outdoor units, plus boat, RV, and trailer storage in multiple sizes. With 24/7 access and a night watchman on site, your belongings are always protected. Call 608-583-2082 today. Crystal Clean Storage, where clean meets secure.
Lost your edge? Affordable Sharpening in Richland Center sharpens knives, scissors, kitchen equipment, saw blades, drill bits, chainsaw chains, lawnmower blades, and all garden tools. We are open Thursday through Saturday, noon to 4 p.m. We're located at 103 South Central Avenue, number 10, in the Coast Plaza. Call 608-604-0230 for more information.
Feeling better is about feeling all kinds of things. You want to feel healthy, sure. But you also want to feel heard and understood, valued, even, well, loved. That's what we want, too. We're Amplify Health, and we think the best way to care for someone is to care about them. That's why all our treatments include a little empathy. Welcome to healthcare that's all about caring. Welcome to Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true, we take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Richland Electric Cooperative is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Hey there, Boscobel and beyond. Get ready for Gina and Annie's summer vendor event, happening Sunday, June 8th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. in beautiful downtown Boscobel. From handcrafted goods to local treasures, delicious food trucks to tasty treats, there's something for everyone. Bring the entire family, stroll the amazing vendor booths, and enjoy some good old-fashioned summer fun. Whether you're shopping, snacking, or just soaking in the vibe, this is one event you won't want to miss. Gina and Annie's Summer Vendor Event, Sunday, June 8th in downtown Boscobel. We'll see you there. Sunshine and Giggles believes children learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where kids can explore, grow, and thrive from 6 weeks to 12 years old. They're now enrolling at the Richland Center location. Call 649-5501 for more information. Sunshine and Giggles is also hiring a full-time team member, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Applicants must be 18 years old with a high school diploma. They'll even cover the cost of required technical education. Email your resume today, J-E-N-N-I. At MWT.net.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Right now, it's time to hear from the Paul Harvey Program this afternoon. Right now, it's sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery, combining a love for quality and a passion for community, creating a welcoming spot for family and friends to gather, enjoy, and make sweet memories together.
Now, the rest of the story. Now, it's anything goes. I mean, pornography comes directly into your living room now through a cable. But once upon a time, you would have had to leave the country, literally leave our country, to see a pornographic movie or buy a sexually explicit publication. When Alan was living in Europe, he bought and read a dirty book. It was widely available there, and much of the material raised the young American journalist's eyebrows. When Alan returned home, he brought the book with him, and then he noticed that same book was on sale here in the United States. Almost the same book, a censored version. Journalist Allen did not believe in censorship. He felt it was the American public's right to read even the most unsavory literature. In this case, a Boston publisher, the Houghton Mifflin Company, was printing a laundered version of this dirty European book at $3 a copy. Allen was outraged. So, he brought the matter to the attention of New York newspaperman Amster Spiro. Both men agreed that there was no justification for the censorship, and then Allen proposed that they publish their own version of the book in the United States, the original version, translated into English. And while the fumigated Houghton Mifflin edition was selling for $3, Alan and his friend would make their no-holds-barred edition available for 10 cents a copy. Alan spent a week at his friend's home in Connecticut, working painstakingly on the original translation, and after his 18-hour day, it was finished. Allen's edition was published quickly. In days, the book was offered at booksellers and magazine stands all over the United States. A 500,000 copies were sold during the first 10 days on the racks. Then the predictable legal action. And then the courts ruled that Allen's publication was to be taken off the shelves and out of the stores. And it was. But by then, Alan had made his point. The worst thing you can do to a dirty book is to try to clean it up. Californians know and respected the man that young journalist became. It was United States Senator Alan Cranston. Yes, of course the name is familiar to you. But before you evaluate what he did back in 1938, you should know something about the litigation that got his publication pulled off the shelves. The author of the original book had sued Allen for violation of copyright. It had been the author's intention to publish a watered-down version of the book in the United States, because he did not want Americans to know the rest of the story. I said the author of this book did not want Americans to know, as you will soon, the rest of the story. And young Allen Cranston and fellow publisher Amster Spiro did want us to know the long-range plans of author Adolf Hitler. The long-range plans, German military expansion, liquidation of the Jews. And so they, Cranston and Spiro, published the unlaundered version of the world's most obscene book, Mein Kampf. Mein Kampf. And now you know the rest of the story.
Get ready for a flavor explosion at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. From crispy cheese curds to juicy cheeseburgers, every bite is a delight. You won't want to miss the hot ham and cheese or the classic BLT. Feeling adventurous? Grab some corn dog nuggets or mini tacos for a fun twist. And for those who love a crunch, don't forget about the crispy chicken sandwich and onion rings. Utter Brothers Creamery has something for everyone. Call 608-391-3120 to learn more and come on in for a tasty treat.
We'll have an early evening news broadcast coming up in just a little bit here, as stay tuned, and then we'll have a WIAA sectional final softball, Richland Center at Poinette. Don't forget, though, this hour, you have the chance to enter in right now for the Scotty Summer Text to Win contest with WRCO and Civic Media. The hour's keyword is DELLS, D-E-L-L-S, like Wisconsin Dells. Dells, D-E-L-L-S. Download the Civic Media app now that you have the word, find WRCO, and then use the text button at the bottom of the screen to send the keyword, Dells, for your chance to win this hour's prize of a pair of tickets to see the Brewers. You'll also be entered in for the grand prize, which is, of course, the Wisconsin Dells area vacation or Door County vacation. You have until the end of the hour, but get that done. Right now, though, we'll be hearing from Chris Webb.
town. Life in a river town.
When things get old, they tend to get a bit crotchety.
Get off my lawn!
With Wick Buildings, you'll never worry about a bad-tempered building. We use machine stress-rated lumber and 29-gauge galvanized steel, making your building longer-lasting. Wick, leaving getting old to those who do it best.
In my day, our pants covered our behinds.
Bring value to your vision with Wick Buildings.
Wilson Door and Construction of Richland Center, your local Wick dealer. Call Micah today at 604-3623 to discuss your Wick building.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News is sponsored today by Meister Log and Lumber Company, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936, and by Walsh's Ace. Whatever you do, Walsh's Ace has you covered.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Find great deals at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and La Crosse. Ace Basic Pleated Furnace Air Filter. Assorted sizes available. Buy three, get one free. Ace Black Oil Sunflower Seed, 5 pounds, just $7.99. Roundup Ready to Use Weed and Grass Killer, 1 gallon, only $21.99. Walsh's Ace, your local hardware store with friendly service and great savings. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. A breakdown in negotiations over a tax cut and other spending measures in Wisconsin threatens to put the 2026 race for governor on hold, with the Democratic incumbent saying he won't announce his decision on seeking a third term in the swing state until after a budget deal is done. Governor Tony Evers and Republicans who control the legislature have been meeting in private since April, trying to hammer out a deal ahead of the July 1st deadline. But those talks broke down late Wednesday. Wisconsin is poised to be in the national political spotlight again next year, with the race for governor and a fight over control of the legislature. A federal judge has issued a temporary block on the Trump administration's cancellation of hundreds of millions of dollars in AmeriCorps grant funding and thousands of service workers in about 24 states that sued in April. The decision means the federal agency must restore grant funding and Corps members in those states. The federal lawsuit was filed by Democratic state officials across the country. It accused President Donald Trump's cost-cutting efforts through the Department of Government Efficiency of reneging on grants funded through the AmeriCorps state and national program. The program was budgeted $557 million in congressionally approved funding this year, but the judge is allowing the 30-year-old federal agency to proceed with its reduction in force. The Supreme Court says a Catholic charity in Wisconsin doesn't have to pay unemployment taxes in one of a set of religious rights cases the justices are considering this term. The unanimous Thursday ruling comes in a case filed by the Catholic Charities Bureau. The organization says the state violated the First Amendment's religious freedom guarantee when it required the organization to pay the tax while exempting other faith groups. Wisconsin argues the organization doesn't qualify for an exemption because its day-to-day work doesn't involve religious teachings. Also this term, the court deadlocked on public funding for religious schools and is still weighing a case over religious objections to books in schools. The Belgian waffle breakfast to support Feed My Starving Children returns to the Boscobel Farmers Market this Saturday from 8 to noon. Bruce Pitsley is an organizer of the Boscobel Mobile Pack for Feed My Starving Children.
We did it for 3 years, and last year we took a year off, and they asked us to come back just this Saturday, and we agreed to do so. So we're looking forward to doing it again. You know, we've had tremendous amount of support for our waffle breakfast those 3 years we did them at the farmers market. And people that come to the market, like last summer and then again this year, they're asking where we are. So we're trying to get the word out that we will be back this Saturday, and hopefully the weather will be good and we'll have good attendance.
The cost of the breakfast is $5, which includes a large Belgian waffle with whipped cream, two sausage links, and a bottle of water. Hunger is still causing nearly half of deaths in children under 5 years old. From this data, Feed My Starving Children estimates at least 6,200 children die each day from causes related to undernutrition. As a Christian nonprofit, FMSC is dedicated to seeing every child whole in body and spirit. FMSC works with food distribution partners that stay with communities for the long haul, empowering them to move from relief to development.
We just recently finished up our 13th bubble pack in Boscobel last April. We had over 750 volunteers pack over 240,000 meals over seven shifts. So those 240,000 meals will feed 660 children one meal a day for an entire year.
FMSC meals are developed by food science and nutrition professionals to supplement nutritional needs and reduce problems with malnutrition. Nutrition allows children to grow, thrive, and develop to their full potential. Money raised from the waffle breakfast will go directly to the Boscobel mobile pack. If you are unable to attend Saturday's waffle breakfast to support the Boscobel mobile food pack, a drive-through steak sandwich supper will be held Wednesday from 4:30 to 7 or until gone at Backroads Church in Boscobel. The meal includes a large steak sandwich, cheesy potatoes, and a chocolate chip bar for $12. Pre-orders are available by calling Renee at 608-553-7825. Join the Richland Center Police and Parks and Recreation Departments for the Cops and Bobbers Fishing Derby Saturday at North Park Pond. This is a free family event where you can have fun fishing while getting to know your local officers and recreation department staff. Jared Wilson is a member of the Richland Center Police Department, serving as the Community Resource Officer for the Richland School District.
This is the second annual Cops and Bobbers Fishing Derby, where we at the Police Department have partnered with the City of Richland Center Parks and Recreation to host the Cops and Bobbers Fishing Derby at North Park Pond. Ages 18 and under, but would like to mention that participants must be accompanied by an adult. Bring your own fishing poles, bring tackle, as well as bait.
There will also be door prizes, giveaways, and awards for the largest, smallest, and most fish caught.
If you're lucky enough, you may just win some prizes. You'll have some new tackle to put in your tackle boxes, or even some tackle boxes. We do also have a donor who's going to bring between 40 and 50 fishing poles for children as well.
Officer Wilson feels community events that bring officers and the public together is beneficial for everyone.
Everyone enjoys it quite a bit. I think the kids enjoy it just as much as the police officers and the Park and Rec Department. It's just such a nice community event where the police department can interact with our community, and it just seems like everyone has a good time. It's very beneficial to get to know everyone in a positive way, much like my position in the school district. Building those and establishing those positive relationships with children, it does help in future incidents.
Registration for Cops and Bobbers at North Park Pond will be held from 8 to 8:30, with fishing from 8:30 to 10. Awards and prizes will be distributed from 10 to 10:30. Children 18 and under, accompanied by an adult, are eligible. Each participant should bring their own fishing tackle and bait. This is also Wisconsin's free fishing weekend, so fishing licenses are not required. Catch and release fishing is encouraged.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log and Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Orville Byron Haynes, age 84, died Monday. A memorial service will be held at 3 o'clock Friday at the Sugar Grove Church of Christ, Rural Soldiers Grove. Burial will be in the Sugar Grove Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Sugar Grove Church of Christ Friday from 1 until the time of service at 3. The Vasatag Larson Funeral Home and Crematory in Viroqua is serving the family of Orville Byron Haynes, age 84. Gerald Jerry Coleman, 77 of Muscadet, died April 28th. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Friends may call at the funeral home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. A luncheon will follow at the Presbyterian Church in Muscadet. In lieu of flowers, donations to the Special Olympics of Wisconsin would be appreciated. Gerald Jerry Coleman, 77 of Muscadet. Kenneth S. Kelbell, 89 of Bloom City, died Friday at home. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Burial with military rites will be in the Vernon Cemetery near West Lima. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Kenneth S. Kelbell, 89 of Bloom City. Ashley Bird, 37 of Avoca, died December 3rd. A graveside service will be held Saturday at 1 in the Bloom City Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Ashley Bird, 37 of Avoca. Matthew J. Griffith, 37 of Muscadet, died May 27th as the result of a motorcycle accident. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 11 until the time of service at 2 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. The family encourages people to wear Harley, fox racing, and fishing or hunting apparel. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the family to set up a trust fund for his three boys. Matthew J. Griffith, 37 of Muscadet. Linda Lou Muckler, 75 of Richland Center, died yesterday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Services are pending with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service for Linda Lou Muckler, 75 of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Caitlin and Austin Jarr had a son, Adley John.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
June is Adopt a Shelter Cat Month, and the Okooch Mountain Humane Society has lots of wonderful cats ready for adoption into loving forever homes. Each cat has a look and a personality all its own, and there are kittens and cats of every age, shape, size, and color ready and waiting to be adopted by families or individuals with love to give. Learn more about the cats currently available from OMHS on Facebook or meet them in person at the OMHS Adoption Center, 391 Clarkson Street in Richland Center by appointment only, or you can message OMHS via Facebook or call 608-475-1885. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. After a beautiful day with mixed skies, high temperatures scraped about 80 degrees, we had an east breeze, and now, tonight, becoming cloudy. Lows will fall to the mid-50s with calm winds. will stay cloudy tomorrow. Stuck under overcast skies, spotty drizzle chances are possible, especially in the afternoon. Otherwise, still staying warmer, highs will make it to the upper 70s. Winds will be pretty calm out of the northeast, and a few scattered clouds push in for Friday night. Lows back to the mid-50s. Then for the weekend, Saturday, more clouds than sunshine, unfortunately. And we could see chances of rain midday possibly popping up. It's a hit or miss if you'll get underneath one of them. Highs will be in the low 70s. A nice southeast breeze, too, at about 10 to 15 miles per hour. A pretty perfect day if you avoid the rain. Then on Sunday, in the morning, it's going to be soaking rainfall, with chances of thunderstorms in the afternoon, and maybe some spots of sun later on in the evening. It'll be a damp and dreary day. Highs will scrape the low 70s for both Saturday and Sunday. And then on Monday, they fall to the upper 60s. It'll be partly cloudy and cooler. Still a chance for showers and maybe a thunderstorm in the afternoon. So that's Monday. Then, Tuesday and Wednesday look wonderful. Let me tell you, a nice high-pressure system settles in. We don't have chances for rain Tuesday or Wednesday. It'll be super sunny, warmer in the mid-70s on Tuesday, and in the low 80s on Wednesday. So yes, a wet weekend. All in all, rain totals look anywhere from about a quarter of an inch to around a half an inch. But if you're headed up north to the Northwoods, they're looking around 1 to 2 inches. A soaker. Guess if you're headed outdoors, don't forget the umbrella or the rain boots. Hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
It is a sunny 80 degrees, 82 being our high today, and our morning low, 45. Yesterday's high was 79 and no precipitation. A record high on this day tied in 1971 and 2021. And 92, a record low 33 in 1945. Last year on this day, our high was 81 and our low was 60. Sunset today will be at 8:38, sunrise tomorrow at 5:22. No precipitation. The barometer still falling. It's at 30.10, and northwest winds are at 5. Again, it's 80 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Dr. Seuss once said, sometimes the questions are complicated and the answers are simple. Schwartz Insurance Agency wants you to be sure that your auto, home, farm, life, and health insurance questions are answered, whether the questions are complicated or simple. Call 647-8891 or stop at 152 North Main Richland Center and visit Schwartz Insurance, your locally staffed agency representing many insurance companies, including Wilson Mutual, to help provide answers to your questions.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check the GPS directions first, before driving to the mall.
Turn right at the light. In 1,000 miles, you will reach Montreal.
Not Montreal, the mall.
Recalculating. 6,000 miles to Nepal.
No, the mall.
Checking first is smart.
Recalculating.
So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Are you saving enough to maintain your current lifestyle throughout your retirement years? Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Renish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value.
Feeling better is about feeling all kinds of things. You want to feel healthy, sure, but you also want to feel heard and understood, valued, even, well, loved. That's what we want too. We're Amplify Health, and we think the best way to care for someone is to care about them. That's why all our treatments include a little empathy. Welcome to healthcare that's all about caring. Welcome to Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
Home repair assistance. ¿Tiene una emergencia de reparación en su hogar? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin está aquí para ayudarle. Ofrecemos asistencia para reparaciones urgentes a fin de garantizar que su hogar siga siendo seguro y habitable. Facing a home repair emergency? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin is here to help. We provide assistance for urgent home repairs to ensure your home remains safe and livable. From critical roof fixes to essential energy efficiency upgrades, we're committed to helping those in need. Call 608-647-4949 today to see how we can assist you in an emergency situation.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to High School Sports on WRCO. Today we have a busy one for you. The Ithaca Bulldogs are playing at Blair Taylor against Columbus Catholic, and that game is coming up on WRCO's Facebook page, Facebook Live. Also, WRCO FM 100.9 features Richland Center at Poinette in sectional final softball. Here we go. It's just a week away from the state tournament, and both of these local teams need wins to get there. We'll have more coming up.
Hi, Garrett here with Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. Sure, we have low prices and guarantees, but what really sets us apart is our service department. Our service team has over 200 years of combined experience ensuring quick turnarounds and top-notch satisfaction. With our newest quality control measures, we're cutting wait times and boosting appointments. Don't wait. Make your appointment today. When it comes to service, we don't mess around. Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do. Vitesnik Power
Sports. Baseball today, Highland plays River Ridge. That's a regional semifinal. To find out who Boscobel will face in next week's sectional semifinal at Blair Taylor High School. Fenimore is playing New Glarus at Fenimore, and Cuba City is at Dodgeville among the games going on today in area baseball. Plus, Sauk Prairie is at Reedsburg. Coming up, it's softball action with Ithaca playing Columbus Catholic at Blair Taylor. Also, Mineral Point is doing battle against Waterloo at Mineral Point, and Richland Center is at Poinette. In a moment, we'll talk to Ithaca softball coach Brad Lewis on the pregame show. Oakwardford Farm has a rich history. It was started in the early 1900s by Albert Lewis. The farm sits among the ridges and coulees almost directly east of Richland Center. The soils are fertile and the topography allows cold air to drain from the ridges where trees are planted. Oakwardford Farm looks forward to serving you with the best quality apples, grapes, cranberries, jellies, jams, bakery goodies, and gifts again this coming fall. See you in the fall at Oakwardford Farm.
Oakwardford Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwardford Farms, that's the one for family.
For years, you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
This Father's Day, fire up the fun at the Father's Day Cookout and Car Cruise-In, happening Thursday, June 12th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Celebrate Dad with grilled favorites, cold drinks, and a lineup of classic cars that'll make him smile. Great food, family fun, and plenty of chrome. What more could Dad want? Cruise in with your own classic car. Everyone's welcome to join the fun. That's Thursday, June 12th, 5 to 7 p.m. at Schmidt Woodland Hills, helping celebrate 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community. Be there and cruise into a great time.
If you're looking for a fresh career opportunity, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring now. With competitive wages, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to grow with a leader in the industry. Enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on day one. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 until 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call 608-588-9831 today.
Brad, as you look back at the win the other night, I guess what impressed you the most about your victory against Brookwood?
There's too many things that I can single out one. I mean, everybody, we were talking about this at practice the other day. If you go around to all nine players did something big, so obviously everybody did their job when we needed them to.
You had a chance to watch the video of your opponent. What did you think when you watched last night in their victory?
I feel we can play with them. Their starting pitcher is a little hobbled right now. She twisted her ankle. It sounded like maybe the first playoff game, and then she's been battling through it. She throws decent, and then she hasn't made it past the fifth inning the last two games, which we're kind of hoping to do the same thing we did against Brookwood, is have our 1-2 punch again. So with our pitchers,
when you play them, have you had any common opponents, Brad, this year?
They just beat Royal in the regional finals, 8-6. But Royal was winning that game up until the bottom of the sixth. They were winning 6-5, and they have Columbus Catholic has a girl that's really good hitter. I think she's 14 home runs on the year, and she ended up hitting a three-run shot against them to win in the bottom of the sixth. And then we faced Royal earlier in the year, shortly after we got beat twice by Wazika, so the girls rebounded nice, and we beat Royal 11-7. It wasn't, I didn't feel our best game, but that's our common opponent, as we both beat Royal.
Well, you have a long trip to make here today, a lot of time to think about it. And the girls, have they traveled well? Have you played well on the road?
We have been playing well on the road. We haven't traveled for a while. We went, I think it was 7 or 8 games in a row, maybe not that much. Must have been a 5-game road stretch that we went, and they played well. We had a team bonding last night with pizza right after we practiced a little early. Had pizza, watched the opponent's game. They're coming over again this morning for team bonding, having breakfast, kind of hanging out. And the plan is to get there about 2 hours early and relax for just a little bit and then prepare.
Well, it's certainly great for the community. Richland Center's doing well as well. So it's just it's a good day today, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Good luck to those coaches and players, too, of the Hornets also.
When you look at your team, you have to worry more sometimes about yourself at this level than the other team, don't you?
Hitting the ball and playing like we have been, and we're going to be really tough to beat. The girls, I mean, each different girls are stepping up huge each game, and that's, you know, I have people coming up and they're like, your lineup is just solid all the way through, and you just never know, you know, somebody's going to have a big hit, and that's how it's been all season long. So they've been playing good. They've stepped up in the defense. Our pitchers have stepped up amazing. So we'll be tough to beat.
Well, you've got two pitchers, basically two aces. How do you decide who throws in a game like this?
We'll probably keep with JC. Ari has never really had to come out this year in relief, but in the past she's came in times for her freshman, sophomore, junior year, and she's came out of relief, and she's done good. She seems to step up to pressure situations like that, and I guess I don't want to put JC into that spot yet as a sophomore. Mm-hmm. and she throws with a lot of velocity, and if she can be on, she's tough to hit.
Very good. Well, it's an exciting time. Good luck to you and the team as you get ready for the trip to Blair Taylor today.
Sounds good. Thanks, Phil.
You bet. Brad Lewis joining us on WRCO Sports.
Dr. Terry Moen and his staff encourage the youth of Southwest Wisconsin to work hard and excel in sports as well as in the classroom. Positive participation in sports is one part of a sound educational foundation to build on for a successful future. Dr. Terry Moen, 784 North Cedar Street in Richland Center, is a proud member of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. For an appointment, call 647-3222.
Jamie Gander joins us on WRCO Sports. Jamie, here we go. Today's the day. The team responded again last night. They were just really in the game, it seemed like, the whole game, weren't they?
Yeah, you know, I think we talked about it last night. The last time we were down there, they got us pretty good. And, you know, looking back on that now, you kind of wonder if that might have been a good thing. They might have come out a little too much confidence or something, but the girls were hungry. They wanted to get that win back and kind of redeem that loss from earlier in the season. That was our worst loss of the year. You know, it was 10-0 in five innings, and you can see they're excuse me, they're starting to believe in themselves. You know, I said that last night, and I mean they have all along, but I think now they're starting to believe in themselves at the level that we're playing at right now too.
They get up to the plate with confidence. Do you tell them to try to swing away to, you know, the first pitch, or, you know, get up there and bunt, or what's the philosophy?
It depends. You know, usually Greg and I, since these freshmen were younger, you know, and Dave does things a little differently, so we're kind of letting Dave run with that, you know. I mean, he knows the game in and out. I mean, you know, hats off to our coaching staff, Dave, Jackie, Janet, Greg, and Liz, you know, but Dave's been doing a lot of that stuff for us. And then you know, there's games where we get, you know, late in the game, if they're getting up in a pitch count, you know, they're getting tired, we'll be like, hey, let's make them come to us. And let's just get runners on. Generally, I like to see them, you know, with that first strike, take a good cut at it. You know, maybe the first time up, just get the timing down, get the jitters out. But, you know, everybody up there last night looked pretty comfortable, which surprised me. The way, you know, it's just, you never know how teams are going to respond from a loss like that earlier, going down to the same field. Prairie du Chien's a tough place to go in and play. They had a big crowd. We did too, though, so that was cool. But, you know, they're just, I think Chloe hit on it a little last night, even on the bus ride home, you know, and we're starting to mesh as a group. You know, it feels like family. They're just enjoying this ride. It's like, we don't want this to quit. You know, they know when it's done, it's done. And it's been special. It's been a fun thing to be a part of.
Do you have any common opponents with Poinette, Jamie, or anything about them?
No, I was up late last night looking, and there's really nothing. They were supposed to play River Valley. I believe that got rained out or canceled for some reason. That would have been the only. I mean, I can't even cross anything like, well, they played them, and we played these guys, and they played, and this is what happened. We just don't have a lot to go off from. You know, we did a little looking around on Game Changer last night. It's hard to find stuff on there with them, too, so it's cool to have the community pull together. You know, Ryan Lemke called me last night on the bus ride. He's like, what do we know about these guys? And I said, I don't know. I mean, I'm on the bus going back. Let's see what we can do. So it's just the support of the community, the support of the school district, the teachers, the everybody, the students. It's just fun to be a part of.
Talk to Brad Lewis of Ithaca about this, too. But I think at this point, you just got to worry about yourself, don't you?
That's all you can really do, yeah. You know, the old saying goes, worry about the things you can control and don't worry about the things you can't. And I've used that in every aspect of life, and you know, you just kind of spill that over into the team and the kids, and you know, keep the pressure off them. I thought that we did a good job as a coach. I was nervous last night. Greg was nervous. You know, it's kind of cool. Greg and I played football, and we had a pretty good run back in the day together. And to be able to watch our kids do this together, and then talk, and you know, we remember having these conversations 30 years ago on a football bus. And be able to, you know, hey, let's just keep them calm. Don't let them see if you're getting there. And I was a little jittery, I'll admit it. I haven't been that way too much this year because I think now you start to realize how important every game. It's just more and more important.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And Poinette hosting there, I think the Hornet fans will probably be there in full force too. So, you know, at this point, home field advantage probably doesn't mean much, does it?
I don't think so. You know, other than they're used to their field, you know, I mean, you're walking into a little different situation that you haven't seen before as the away team. I guess we're not considered that yet. We will do a flip tonight to see who's considered the home team, even though it's their home field. But, Yeah, you know, we'll just, I think our girls are ready. Mentally, we've been through a lot this year. You know, we started out the season, had a lot to learn about each other. We adapted, you know, things changed throughout the season. The lineups changed, you know, positions have changed, and they just adapt well and they go with it. And I think they'll be ready tonight.
Sounds good. Well, good luck. It's been a fun run, and let's hope it continues, Jamie.
Yeah, let's hope so.
You bet. Jamie Gander joining us here on WRCO Sports.
Welcome to local sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to local sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
Hello, everyone, from Poinette. We're here for high school softball, and we can tell you they start a little early on us, so we already have a strikeout for Kyrie Fisher and a bunt single by Addison Mackey, and the number three hitter, Grace Gavinsky, coming up. This one looks like a passed ball, so Mackey goes to second base. So Poinette has a runner at second and one away. Underway, Kyrie Fisher in the circle for the Hornets. Maddie McGlynn behind the plate. And the infield is drawn in here, and it's like Poinette's strategy is to try and bunt the ball. Pitch is going to be outside, and the count goes to two balls and no strikes. Poinette at 23-2, Richland Center coming in at 16-8, going upward as the season has gone on into the tournament. The pitch is taken for a strike. It's 2-1. Umpires for tonight's game, Dave Jamison, Todd James, and Gary Mankey. 79 degrees at game time here in Poinette. Fisher set to go. Here's the pitch. That one is outside. Ball three. 3-1 to the batter. The winner goes on to the WIAA State Tournament. And as you may have guessed, the coin flip was won by Richland Center. They are the home team tonight, batting second. So Poinette, the visitors, and it's 3-1 now. The runner at second base. Fisher into the motion. And here comes the pitch. It's low, and there are two aboard. Gavinsky takes first. And the batter will be Cassidy McCaffrey. He is the pitcher. We'll be facing Kyrie in the bottom part of the inning. Emma Gavinsky, the catcher, follows. Maggie Steinhorst at third. Carly Rivette is the right fielder. And then Bella Severson, the designated player. Ayla Johnson, the left fielder, hits ninth. This one foul back for a strike. For the Hornets defensively, Chloe Darling at first, Savannah Rossell at second, Carly Meaden at short, and J.C. Gander at third, Tatum Razick at left, Abigail Williams in center, and Reagan Shep in right field. Here comes the next pitch. Strike call. It caught the outside corner. Nothing in two. That's where Kyrie had a lot of success last night, was that outside corner. Runners at first and second. One away here in the opening inning. Fisher back and ready. And here's the 0-2, swung on and popped foul out of play. Must have hit a car out on the road. Everybody reacting. We can't see back there. The highway is right in back of the backstop. Been a while since we've been here. Hornets fans will remember, 1996, the Hornets won the sectional final here against Poinette. Here's the pitch. Check swing at a ball. One ball and two strikes. Good memories of that. Bob Tomlinson, the coach of Poinette. Di and Vicki Dahlberg for Richland Center. And ironically, the Hornets honored that 96 team this year during the season. 1-2 offering. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Runner's moving. McGlynn will look to runner at third. Doesn't throw it. That's probably not a real good risk. She holds up and the runner takes third. But there are two away now. Two strikeouts for Fisher. And Emma Gavinsky stands in. Runners at the corners now. Mackey at third, Gavinsky at first, and Fisher back to the circle. Toes the rubber, trying to get out of a jam here in the opener. The pitch is called a ball.